The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Raising teens alone can be brutal. It becomes easier when you are co-parenting with the universe.
Welcome to Co-parenting with the Universe. This is Muriel Felous, your host. And yes, I'm back. And today's episode has a lot to do with what's going on in my life right now. Someone in my family is ill, and it was quite a shock. So I found myself struggling to practice my routines, my meditation, until I realized that this is quite the opposite of what I'm teaching mom, so I need to walk my talk. I just fell off the road for a few days and then remembered that even though sometimes it seems counterproductive, or we really, really don't feel inside the want to be doing what we know we should be doing, what we know is usually maintaining some kind of equilibrium within us, we have to find a way to do that. And that's something that I see a lot of us doing. I have a mom who's going through all kind of stuff in her life from every side, with her teenager, with her business, with her partner. Money, every single thing is challenging right now. And when I told her that she had to take some time for herself, she told me, "I will once all of this is over." And unfortunately, that's an expensive mistake that we may be doing sometimes or making, because we're just not in the mood. And that's when we have to self-love in a gentle, tough way. Gentle because we still need to have compassion for ourselves, especially when we're going through very hard stuff. But tough because we need to do what we need to do. In the same way that if we don't eat and we don't drink, we're going to die. If we don't breathe, we're going to die. If we don't take time to rest our mind, body, and brain from the constant stress of a very strong challenge or a problem or some kind of bad news that came our way, we won't be the best to deal with it, first of all. And we won't, our soul, our life force energy, is going to pay the price. So that's something that I wanted to share with you today, because I know, especially soon, it's going to be the back to school period, and a lot of us have quite some stress with the fact that our teenagers are not getting good grades, or they're struggling with school, or they skip school, or they don't like school. And just the word school is putting our body into stress mode. I want to urge and emphasize the importance today of taking time for yourself in order to feel better, to be happier, and to deal better with the problem. So what I would like to do today is to share with you what one of my mentors in my business is called Dana White, and I want to give her a shout out because she's amazing, and I'll put her website in the description. She does what she calls positive rants, which are a series of affirmations that when you listen to them, you can only feel better. And that's what I want to do for you today, is to give you a rant, R-A-N-T. I know my accent sometimes is not letting you understand what I say. I want to do a stream of affirmations to help you if you're going through a challenge or several of them and you're struggling with even finding the will to take care of you because it's too overwhelming and you don't feel like it or you just forget. So sit on a chair and listen to that stream of affirmations, and you can mark, I will mark the timestamp in the description of the episode of when I started the rant so you can go back to it over and over and over. So sit comfortably and be ready to repeat after me.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
A deep breath with your hand on your heart and let go. And as you breathe in, invite calm and quiet energy in your body. And as you breathe out, exhale anything that is bothering you for the moment and just give it to the universe, to God, to Source, to hold. Not forever, if that's a problem for you, if that triggers some stress in you because you have to come back to those challenges and you don't want to forget anything, but just in a temporary way while you're taking time for yourself. Inhale, calm. And exhale your challenges into the hands of the universe. Two more times. Inhale, calm and quiet energy. And exhale your challenges in the hands of the universe. One more time. Inhale, calm and quiet. And exhale your challenges for the universe to hold for you while you're resting your mind, body, and soul. And now, anchor yourself in the earth with energetic roots going down from the basis of your spine all the way through the center of the earth. So you can be anchored and stable like a tree and nourished by the earth, just like a tree. And let yourself be penetrated by the energy of those affirmations. The best way to get to a solution is to calm my brain, mind, and body. The best way to get to a solution is to calm my brain, mind, and body. The best way to get to a solution is to calm my brain, mind, and body. The universe is on my side. The universe is on my side. The universe is on my side. I make room for my higher self and the universe to guide and support me. I make room for the universe and my higher self to guide and support me. I make room for the universe and my higher self to guide and support me. I choose to put this in the hands of the universe and I rest. I choose to put this in the hands of the universe and I rest. I choose to put this in the hands of the universe and I rest. It is safe to take time for me. It is safe to take time for me. It is safe to take time for me. I give myself permission to rest. I give myself permission to rest. I give myself permission to rest. I feel lighter already. I feel lighter already. I feel lighter already. As I take time to rest my mind, I get closer and closer to my next step. As I take time to rest my mind, I get closer and closer to my next step. As I take time to rest my mind, I get closer and closer to my next step. I have what it takes to deal with everything in my life. I have what it takes to deal with everything in my life. I have what it takes to deal with everything in my life. I deserve to take time away from everything. I deserve to take time away from everything. I deserve to take time away from everything. I love myself. Therefore, I choose to rest and take time for me. I love myself, therefore I choose to rest and take time for me. I love myself, and therefore I choose to rest and take time for me. You you can use those affirmations anytime you want. You can put them in writing, or at least the ones that really speak to you, and practice them every day, because it builds on itself. Every day you do something, the next day we'll have this foundation to build on the first day. And soon enough, it's going to become easier and easier. If you really struggle and you can't even do those affirmations because you are in a state of if only, I call the state of if only, because when something happens, I remember once I had a car accident where I was intimidated by a car coming the other way, and they were supposed to back out because they were on my side of the street and I had someone behind me. I didn't fully realize that that person behind me was so close, and I got intimidated. It was a big guy and I got scared. I was in France, where the streets are very narrow, in the city where I grew up, Orly. And I went in reverse, because my idea was like, I'm going to back out to the place where the road was a little bit larger, without realizing that someone was behind me. I was in so much stress, it didn't even register to me. And I backed out into the car behind me, which, for the anecdote, was a lady that I went to high school with. And we were like, I think, 25 or 30 years later. That was really weird. I spent the entire afternoon saying, if only I hadn't backed up, if only I hadn't been that afraid, if only. And I know that sometimes it's a normal reaction, because we don't want it, we resist it. But it actually prevents us from accessing our full resourcefulness to the solution. It prevents us from using our entire mind. Because on top of it, there is usually a little bit of, there is a lack of acceptance of what is, and there is a little bit of guilt in it for what we've done. When we were in a state of stress, and really there was nothing else we could have done in the moment, it's just our brain wasn't fully processing. So if that's you, and those affirmations don't seem to work for you, I also am recording an EFT tapping session about acceptance, about letting go of the if only, so that you can deal with your challenges fully. And you can tap in the co-parenting, or maybe if it's not a parenting problem, maybe it's another problem, the co-creating aspect of the universe. Because remember, when you are in an emotional state that is not at least neutral, you don't really have access to the support and the full guidance of the universe, of your inner wisdom, of the infinite field of knowledge and wisdom. So if that's you, go check my YouTube channel. And you can, if you're new to me, you can go to cooperantingwiththeuniverse.com and you'll see my YouTube channel there, to do that tapping and then come back and do the affirmations. And when you do that combo and you do it for several days, I would, if it's something really challenging that you're going through, I would do it for a full month. Maybe not every day for the tapping, maybe twice or three times a week, depending on how much time you have. But you'll see tapping is very efficient, and it will take care of the acceptance piece for you. And soon enough, you won't even need to do it. What can also happen is that maybe there is something deeper that actually relates to something back in your childhood or in your past. And if that's the case, then it's going to be another story. But if it's something that is not connected to something in your past, if it's something that is not an echo of what, not something that is a calling for healing something that you haven't healed before, then that combo will work fully. Now, if you have things that are deeper, you can, it's very hard to do it on yourself. I am a clinical EFT practitioner now, and there are stuff that I work on myself, and there are stuff where I go to a practitioner because I need a mirror, because we are blindsided when it's us. So if that's you, I would consider getting coached and get tapping, or I'm going to do some classes too in a group. If you actually, there are enough people requesting for group sessions on certain topics, like I used to do in my membership. I will come back to that. So never hesitate to contact me. I'm not here to pressure you into anything. I'm here to help you assess. I have complimentary sessions. I'm always there for you. So I hope it helps. Let me know and suggest topics. I'm going to do something about back to school because I know it's a lot of stress. Just the logistic of it all is stressful. And I'll see you next time in another episode.
I'm Michelle Phillips, a celebrity makeup artist, beauty expert, self-confidence coach, and Hay House author. My podcast, Beauty and Beyond, is the place for women navigating the challenges of the aging process. Listen in for my professional advice, as well as my expert guests, as we share valuable tips, practical tools, and empowering resources to help you not only look amazing, but also live an amazing life. Part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network and available wherever you get your podcasts.